There's nobody really been snubbed. Normally you have a few of the big horses who fall at the first hurdle, and in this case, really everyone who you'd expect to be on is on the list. So we have A.S. Byatt, who obviously won for Possession back with the children's book. Hilary Mantel is here for Wolf Hall, which is her sort of a historical fiction life of Thomas Cromwell. Colm Toybin's here for Brooklyn, and Sarah Waters for The Little Stranger. And then there's also J.M. Coetzee, who's one of only two people to have won the Booker twice, and he is back on the long list again with Summertime. So yeah, no surprises, I guess.
So no raised eyebrows either?
Well, while we've got all the big names here, there are some more interesting people who've sort of crept on first-time authors. So we have probably the most interesting one of those is James Lever, who's here with his book Me Cheetah. And this is really unusual. I wasn't expecting to see this on here at all, although everyone who's read it has absolutely raved about it. And it's a sort of the Hollywood memoirs of Tarzan the Ape, but a sort of a rewritten history of Hollywood's golden age. And Nick Lezard reviewed it for The Guardian and just loved it. And so anyone who follows his reviews will probably have picked up on it by now. That makes the list quite exciting, I think. I sort of half back that to make it through to the shortlist stage and maybe even have a shot at winning. It's a very interesting book.
Well, you rattled through some of the big names at the beginning here. Which of those do you think are worth mentioning in particular?
For me, it's got to be Hilary Mantel's novel Wolf Hall. I think she has been somebody who has been very much on the radar of the literary world for a long time. Her last book, Beyond Black, was fantastic and got rave reviews, but she hasn't really had the sort of the buying public. And with this book, because although it's a very literary novel, it's also historical fiction, which is a very well-selling genre. And so I think that it could be with this that she makes the transition into the more mainstream audience. And I thought it was just fantastic. It's absolutely brilliant. She intended it as one book, and now it's actually going to be two. So we leave Cromwell at sort of the height of his powers at the end of the book. But obviously we know that he's going to collapse in the sequel. And I just thought it was wonderful, so well realised, and as you'd expect with Mantel, extremely well written. So that would be,
and well researched, presumably.
Brilliantly well researched, yeah.
So would you say that Mantel deserves to win?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you think she will win?
I hope so.